The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about the driving test, because in recent times people will remember the RSA coming under increased scrutiny for their handling of the driving test. At the start of the year, for example, we had waiting times that had reached an all-time high, and it left learners all over the country, well, outraged about this backlog in the system. Since then, they have diverted some resources to it, and we've seen waiting times fall, and it's allowed many prospective drivers to sit their test. Amongst them, our own reporter, Dylan Hand. Here is how he got on.
Today is a very important day. After 16 long weeks, I'm resitting my driving test. I've spent the past 4 months practicing and preparing for my second attempt at one of the hardest driving tests anywhere in the world. Today is the day, but as many people know, the test actually starts hours before you arrive at the test centre. Firstly, you have to ensure your car is clean and roadworthy. Give it a quick hoover, check tyres, tachs and insurance discs to make sure the car is safe to use in the test. Next up, I am meeting my driving instructor an hour before my test to do a pre-test. This is where I'll practice one of the test routes which could appear and the various manoeuvres which will appear in the test. I have just finished up on my pre-test and I'm just about to enter the waiting room now. I'm extremely nervous, but all of the hard work is done. It's just a case of putting it all together now when it matters most. Wish me luck. I'm just back in the car now after passing my driving test. What a feeling. All of the time waiting, the stress, the money I've spent on it, it's all worth it. It's a massive, massive weight after being lifted off my shoulders. What a relief. I'm absolutely delighted.
Yeah, that is how Dylan got on, and he's with me here in studio. Congratulations, Dylan.
Thanks very much.
Why did you fail the first time?
I got one grade three the first time. I had no grade two.
So what's a grade three?
So a grade three is, it's a major fault. So
what did you do? Who'd you hit? Are they all right?
It was observation. I didn't hit anybody, thanks to God, but it was observation. So I went into a cross junction and I didn't look properly.
Okay.
Mr. Judge, yeah.
And nothing else. That was just it.
Nothing
but that
else.
Was enough to fail you.
That was enough to fail me, yeah.
Oh, it's harsh. It is harsh. So you mentioned it there. You were genuinely nervous beforehand.
I was. I think the thing that caught me the most was the amount of time you had to wait. I was waiting 16 weeks between my first test and my second test. And I was thinking in the back of my mind, if another grade three pops up here, I could be waiting another 16 weeks, another 4 months.
What are the, you know, I'm sure your instructor, because you mentioned you met your instructor for an hour beforehand. What are the things that people most get caught out on? Is it observation? Is that the thing that people do?
Observation is it's a massive one.
All right, okay.
So particularly in the manoeuvres. So of course, during the test, you have to do a reverse around a corner, which is, it's very key. You're looking behind you for this.
Yeah, because, and since I did my test, and I tell you, I'm reversing around corners left, right and centre.
Yeah.
I can't remember that. Did I ever do it since the test?
Yeah.
I think, anyway.
Absolutely. And then you also have your three-point turn, which is very key. But then apart from that, another one that pops up is stop signs. A lot of people tend to roll through stop signs.
Mm.
Yeah, that's another big one. And then a lot of people find that they don't actually pass the test because they get to the test centre and there's a problem with their car, be it that the insurance disc is out of date. The green slip has to be on the insurance disc for it to be valid for the test, which is something a lot of people don't know.
Yes, okay. So So you were speaking to instructors as well, I understand, were
yeah.
you?
So before my tests, I caught up with two driving instructors who explained why so many people fail.
I'll have students, and I think Mary can agree, like on the third or fourth lesson, they're competent driver, they're safe, they're practicing in between, they're able to go out and nearly do every single manoeuvre, and you're sitting there going, wow, they've really put the work in. But then you'll have another student that's on their ninth lesson that still can't turn a left corner, and they're panicking and they're jamming on the brake and they're, oh, I can't do it, I can't do it.
So I am currently 4 days out from my driving test right now. I've travelled up to the north side of Dublin here in Finglas, and I've met with Vista Driving School. So I'm joined by Jackson and Mary from Vista Driving School, two qualified driving instructors. So Jackson, what exactly is it about the Irish driving test? Why do so many people fail?
I think it's a very high standard test for people that are still quite new to driving. I think it's good to have a high standard to make sure everybody is safe out on the roads. But I think there's a lot of pressure behind it, because obviously at the moment there was such a long wait with the waiting list that it was nearly like a rare commodity to get the driving test.
I think you touched on the waiting times there. I know for this test, my second test coming up, I was waiting 16 weeks for my retest. Is that something that you see is coming down at the moment? Because I know the RSA have been giving updates.
I think it is starting to come down. I think myself and my mom can agree, as driving instructors, we're getting the emails quite recently and quite frequently off the RSA just stating that, you know, they're doing their absolute best to get the waiting times down. Like myself and herself have seen multiple testers going out, 5, 6, 7 testers at a time coming out for different tests. And I think Mary was saying to me the other day as well that they were, most of them were coming out with supervisors as well, just because they brought in so many new testers. And I think that's what's really bringing the waiting times down. It's good to see, but again, I think this is why people need to really make sure that they have their driving up to scratch.
And then for people taking the test, obviously you're talking about supervisors now being, so that's two people in the car. Is that freaking people out when they're going to take the test? Have you heard back from people?
It does, in fairness. It is going to distract new drivers in general, more so because they're used to, if you will, their own instructor first and foremost when they're doing their EDTs. Then they might pick a different instructor to do a pre-test with. You do form a relationship to a degree with these students to gain trust. But we try and explain that when they are going out, if they see a supervisor getting in, because they probably won't know until the last minute, they will be asked, do you mind if we bring a supervisor in the car? They're not really going to say no, but they do be a little bit more anxious and nervous getting into the car with two people. But we need to try and remember that we try and explain to them as well, listen, that supervisor is only getting into the car to actually test the tester, not for you. So he's not going to be looking at your driving. He's going to be watching what the tester's doing.
That would make me nervous now. Someone extra sitting in the back seat.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter like whether they're testing the tester. Doesn't
yeah,
it not?
Absolutely. It was something, actually having spoken to the two from Vista Driving School, that was on my mind going in. And I remember yeah. going into the waiting room and just the feeling of just, oh, who's going to come out the door? Because you're sat in the waiting room. It's a grey space. There's a few RSA campaigns and stuff on the walls. And you're going through everything, every emotion.
And how was the test? Was it fairly uneventful then, this time around?
It was. So I had two grade twos, which are minor faults.
What'd you do?
Another for observation. And then another one for progression. So I didn't move quickly enough. Which is something a lot of people don't realise is a big thing on the test, that if you're not driving as a competent driver would up to the speed limit, that you can fail your test for that.
A friend of mine, he was a horrendous driver when we were young lads, and his driving test, this is the most random thing, right? There was a spot in Kilkenny where they used to do the reverse around the corner. You know, as you said at the outset in that first clip, there's the different routes and you know they're going to do the different routes. And he reversed around the corner, and as he did, this little West Highland Terrier came flying out of a street across the road and hid under a car, and two greyhounds were chasing him. Two greyhounds had been let loose or had broken loose and were chasing this West Highland Terrier. And my friend got out of the car and just ran up the road after the dog to try and shoot the greyhounds away. And he left the tester sitting in the car with the door open on the side of the road. And I think he passed, because I'm not sure the tester was probably like, I don't know how to mark that. You know, he did the noble thing to try and save the dog.
Of course, you have to try and save the dog. I think the test has changed quite.
He was a terrible driver, though. Oh my God, still a terrible driver. Mine, thankfully, though, I'd know loose West Highland Terriers, and yours was equally non-eventful.
Non-eventful. So I actually, going through my test, you have a little insight when you've done it the first time. The instructor or the examiner comes out with an iPad. So if you don't see him touching that iPad during the test,
is that how they do it now?
It is.
It's all
not
right.
By a sheet and paper anymore. So it's with the iPad. If he doesn't touch that iPad, you're doing well. So
and sorry, when you had your two little falls, then you could see him. You could hear the tap, of the iPad. Did that make you extra nervous? It was a bit of, oh, sugar.
It was. I actually got the two faults just driving past the test centre.
Just at the start?
No, it was actually at the end.
Oh,
I
right.
thought I was going back into the test centre, but I picked up the faults, and then I was thinking, oh no, I'm going to have another few minutes here that I have to impress. But yeah, it was extremely nerve-wracking.
All right. Okay, and you spoke to other people then about similar experiences?
I did. So after my test, I spoke to the wonderful people of Carlow about their own experiences with the driving test.
And the instructor would actually know better than the test. I don't think the test is a real doesn't really portray the right, you know, if you're a good driver or not. It's actually if you're a confident person, I think, more than a confident driver. Yeah.
How much do you think it costs you all together if you had to try and estimate between starting your lessons and passing the test?
I'd say all together, you're looking at the guts of a grand, really. You know, especially the tests themselves aren't cheap. They're 85 quid there.
I was very nervous going in, you know, because it's my first test. Very nervous.
Do you think that's shared? Do you think everyone goes in nervous to their first test?
I'd imagine they do. Like, yeah, they might be quietly confident, but I'd imagine they are very nervous. I was anyway.
And then how did it feel when you did pass your test?
Absolutely fabulous. I really was delighted. Over the moon.
First time, like, you can be as prepared as you want, but it's alien to you. You've never done that like it before, so... It is, that second time, it helps to know what's ahead of you.
Because it also depends on the tester you get. So for my first two tests, I had the same tester. And, like, I'd pass, like, I failed on parking the second time. So, you know, I'd passed the whole test and failed because I took too long to park. Now, it was my fault. I took too long to park. But I think, like, I know how to drive on the road, so... The fact I then had to take another test was unfair. So I think it is a little bit unfair.
That was the experience of the good people of Carlo. 087 1400 106 is our WhatsApp number. If you want to share your own experiences, if you want to admit why you failed the test, if you're still waiting to resit it, I'd love to hear from you. Dylan Hand. Dylan, congratulations.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.